Call the Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting to order for Wednesday, November 18th, 2020, at 8:45 on the clock. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Jurgens Hill, Teeman, Dorn, and Byers. Mr. Bauman will be out today. Up first, the consent agenda. Approve the general agenda, approve minutes of the meeting held November 4th, 2020, approve all claims through November 18th, 2020, in the amount of $993,563.96, except claim number 2011-0112 to Beatrice Lawn Care in the amount of $1,355, to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received, approve utility permit number 1172 to Norris Public Power District. They will be boring a 2-inch diameter, 7.2 kV electric line, 5 feet below Greater Ditch and under County Road. Jeez, it does suck in your mouth. Located 1,470 feet north of intersection of South 148th Road and under County and East Cedar Road. Located in the southeast quarter section 4 and southwest quarter section 3, Township 5 North, Range 8 East, Hooker Township. Approve utility permit number 1173 to Windstream Nebraska LLC. They will be plowing in 580 feet of 622 cable, 5 foot below bottom of North Ditch and 3 foot off north right-of-way to replace approximately 600 feet of temporary cable along Apple Road west of 96th Road, located in the southeast quarter section 2, Township 6 North, Range 7 East, Nemaha Township. Approve utility permit number 1174 to Norris Public Power District. They will be boring a 2-inch diameter, 7.2 kV electric line encased in a 2-inch PVC pipe, 5 foot below bottom of Greater Ditch and under East Apple Road, located 2,620 feet west of South 54th Road, to provide new electrical service located in the southwest quarter section 5 and northwest quarter section 8, Township 6 North, Range 7 East, Nemaha Township. Approve utility permit number 1175 to Unite Private Network. They will be trenching and boring in approximately 2 miles of fiber optic cable. They will trench 2-inch wide by 5 foot deep below bottom of ditch and bore 2-inch diameter, 10 foot below flow line of all creeks and drainage channels, culverts, and road crossings. Cable will be encased in 2-inch HDPE pipe. Cable and pole boxes will be placed along the 33-foot right-of-way located in the northeast and southeast quarter sections 15 and 22, northwest quarter section 14, Township 4 North, Range 5 East, Blakely Township. Approve receiving and accepting resignation of Phil Ditbrenner as Gage County Veterans Service Officer effective November 30th, 2020.
I would move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote. 5 in favor, motion carries. Regular agenda, approve or disapprove claim number 2011-0112 to Beatrice Lawn Care in the amount of $1,355. This brings the total amount of claims approved through November 18th, 2020, to $994,918.96. This is a company I own.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Jurgens, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote. 4 in favor with Teeman abstaining. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items are spaced out. COVID-safe public doesn't have any comments. We'll move on to discuss and approve or disapprove county policy on COVID-19. We talked about this on Monday. As of now, there was a correction on the first bullet point from 6.5 feet to 6 feet. And there was a request from Supervisor Hill to add "and board" after county staff.
And I think that is unnecessary at this time with the Beatrice mask mandate in place because it covers our courthouse. So,
Do we have a copy of the new Beatrice mandates on citizens?
I don't.
I've heard about it, but I haven't seen it. Lisa, do you want to go over that with us?
I don't.
It's been is in the paper.
Am I still safe to take this off to drink coffee?
Yes, okay. You are only to drink coffee, but to put it back on.
After my drinking?
Yep.
Okay.
But I did reach out to them this morning. They are preparing posters and so forth for their front doors, so they will have that posted, the actual ordinance directive, soon. So they.
Anything you can think of? If you're in public places, I've heard you have to wear a mask. Is it basically a mask mandate on the public?
It is, yes. When you're indoors. Outdoors, no. But indoors, yes. And then groups of eight is what they went with. So.
Groups of eight indoors?
Indoors, yep.
And that's only in public places, not in private?
That is correct. That does not involve private parties or family gatherings.
Okay.
Thanks. Well, private if it's family, but otherwise you can't do it, right?
That is... Denny, clarify, if you will, for me, please.
Over eight?
Groups of eight sitting together, 25%. Well, the governor's ordinance is 20, or the DHM is 25% capacity in an indoor venue. But the city of Beatrice put in groups of eight sitting together. So.
So if it's family or not family, if you're in a private setting, you can have whoever still, but you should still use caution. The county won't be imposing anything, nor do we have any authority to impose anything. But we didn't put it in this letter to the employees, but we did talk about supporting villages and cities within the county. The choices that specific village or municipality wants to make.
Right, and we do have a lot of villages that are addressing that within their own jurisdiction. I just have not heard yet what they're going to do. So,
any other changes to this letter for county policy that anyone would like to make? I mean, use your head, common sense.
I think the only correction we need to make is changing that 6 foot to 6.5 foot to six. And
I think Don already did that on one. I don't know where I came up with that 6.5 feet.
Right. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't use common sense in this situation, so we need to make sure that they understand they can have a misdemeanor if they don't do it.
Is that the case now, Lisa? They can have a misdemeanor for not wearing a mask?
They always
$500.
Yep. If you didn't follow the DHMs, that's always been. That's not nothing.
Is that in your home?
Anything
also?
New? Now, ask how many people have been prosecuted. I mean, it's serious, and I support it. But let's not think we're going to start crashing people's homes when they got a tailgate party at the Husker game and haul them out.
Well, I mean, technically, if we lay that down and say that's a law, technically, that's the way it is. That's why you don't make decisions like that.
I think it somewhat depends on how serious this gets, and it's certainly gotten serious. There's no doubt about it. And people need to step it up and be more responsible, and you know, so that further measures don't have to be taken. I mean, certainly the governor doesn't want to go to stricter restrictions.
And the national doctors are saying it's going to get much worse.
Yes.
But we have a governor that ignores it, unfortunately.
National media also says that we might have another 4 to 6 week shutdown. If that's the case, I would encourage anyone that imposes that shutdown to shut their salaries off, too, like the regular working people have their salaries
right,
shut
you're,
off.
You're getting off topic, but...
It's absolutely true, though.
Well...
It's easy to shut somebody down and then keep getting the paycheck from the
government. There's speculation on it, but there's no actual plans in place for it. I mean, and that's the reason people need to be careful and take more personal responsibility and do the things they can do, which the easiest thing is to wear a mask and social distance, so that it doesn't get worse. And we need this to level out at a very high level that it currently is, and then maybe in 4 weeks it can be coming down.
Is this, I guess another question, is this imposed in all businesses and everything indoors?
Yes.
Or is it if you can't socially distance 6 feet? Lisa, do you know the answer to that?
I'm sorry. Are you referring to the mask mandate?
Yes. If you're six feet apart.
No, it's a mask mandate, mask on at all times.
So should we take that out of this letter for county staff? Because right now what the officials wanted to do was county staff, these were not imposed by us. This is what the officials requested as a group. County staff will be wearing masks when unable to socially distance 6 feet or more. Should we take that out if the city's already mandated
pull
that?
Pull up Beatrice's website, perchance.
You got more than just county buildings in Beatrice.
But this is more specifically towards county.
But what if they drop theirs and you're not ready to drop the counties?
So we could leave that on and,
well, yeah,
and that'll supersede what we have anyway.
And it would be nice if everybody coordinated, you know, like Lisa's saying, some of the villages and stuff are doing things. It'd be nice if they let Lisa know. I'm not being critical, but it'd been nice if the city would have let Lisa know. And maybe the county, since we have buildings in this city, you know, have some input.
I was not at their meeting yesterday because of a mutual aid fire call.
Oh, yeah.
But certainly,
I'm not
was
being critical. I'm just
okay.
Saying I think that's important that we all
absolutely
coordinate, so we don't have somebody doing this, sure, and somebody doing that.
Because
that creates controversy.
Is it on there?
I'm not sure where to.
On their Beatrice.
You're absolutely
website.
Right, Roger.
Well,
and too many times
up,
the city doesn't communicate
homepage,
with us
so
when they should.
Well, we got to work together on this thing.
Yes.
I agree with John.
Absolutely.
And Eric, maybe what we need to add is if more restrictive DHM measures are in place, they will be followed while they're in place.
That's not a bad idea. Maybe put that.
And then when they expire, we'll go back to this until it's rescinded.
Should we just put that under the?
Do we really even need to?
Well, I mean, it goes without saying whether we write it or not, it's the way it is.
Right. Just leave it the way you had it.
Again, this is for the officials and staff, you know, to give them staff directive as to when they have had a positive contact and a positive test or a possible contact. So
that's what this is, to give staff basically direction. How will you be paid? How do you interact? Things mm-hmm. like that. It's not to impose more restrictions on them. It's only to let them know how we expect them to react to close contact, things like that.
That's things they're already doing anyway.
Here,
they just weren't sure about pay on some things.
New health protocols for City Beatrice. On November 17th, Beatrice Board of Health passed a motion to adopt a mask mandate for all indoor public facilities within the city limits of Beatrice, that patrons at bars and restaurants be required to be seated and limited to parties of eight or less, with no bar seating and no gaming allowed, and that while actively eating and drinking, no mask be required. Said mandate be effective immediately until December 15, 2020.
So, Lisa, this public health board.
Yes.
Is that something the city council created, or are they?
Yes.
So does their decision have to go to the city council to be approved, or they supersede this?
My understanding is they supersede. So, I think there's five members, Dr. Pallmeyer.
Bruce Lang.
Yeah. Bruce
Stanworth,
who's with Landmarks.
Bob Reed.
And
Bruce Lang.
Yeah, Reedy and,
yep.
Yeah, there's
and
five.
Rick Claybaugh, perhaps?
Yes, Rick Claybaugh is the other
president
one.
Of the council.
Yep. So it's within their city ordinance. The health organization.
Was that something they had to create for PHS, or was that?
It was created a long time ago. It was inactive, as I understood, until right before COVID hit, and
okay.
So they have been meeting on.
To say, when I was on city council, I didn't remember.
No, it was after COVID hit. I think they
used to have a city physician too.
Oh, really?
This was something they had to put back together, I think. I thought it was gone and they had to reform it even.
I understood that they only acted as needed on an as-need basis and then determined after COVID that they need to go back into a meeting, and so there may have been a couple other appointments that were made to update it. So,
Early on, we actually went to some of those initial meetings also. I guess weren't invited later, and then we started doing the unified command, and we still are included on those. But
this is an open meeting by the City of Beatrice, where anyone in the community can go. John, you were going to attend yesterday.
I did attend yesterday.
You did attend yesterday. Okay.
Did you hear any other restrictions that you can think of, John?
No, I don't think so. That was all they discussed. I mean, those were just in addition to the current DHMs. And
so if you have a reason to not wear a mask, are you still fined?
There's very few reasons to not wear a mask.
It's kind of like with school. I mean,
You'd have to have a doctor's note or something.
Yes.
Because the schools, you could opt out of the masks for a long time. I don't know if kids
get it. You used to be able to. So with this elevated level, I'm going to say there's very, very few exceptions, and the exception might be you go home.
And it's been made very clear.
You can't.
It's been made very clear, Eric, that if you have an exception, it has to be a doctor's written direction.
And the kids, I don't think, maybe with a doctor, but like there was an opt-out. Now with the, like Roger said, with the tier four, there's no opt-out on masks.
That's
either.
My understanding. I don't want to speak for the school, but I think it's gotten serious enough for the schools.
Yes, that it is.
Basically, it's like you wear a mask or you're not there.
I think if I remember right, when they went to Tier 3 even, the opt-out went away. If I remember right, this fall during softball season, I'm almost certain it went to Tier 3, and at that point they had to wear masks. Yeah.
I mean, we could talk on this for a long time, but anything else specifically on this COVID policy for the county that you guys can think of? I mean, we can always address it later if something changes. All right. If not, I'd ask for a motion to approve or disapprove the county policy for COVID-19.
So moved. To approve.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Last chance, Terry. All right. Please vote. 5 in favor. Motion carries.
Aren't you voting?
Eric,
I'm sorry. 6-0, motion carries. Do we want this litigation before committee reports, or should we do committee reports first?
Yeah, I kind of got that pushed around.
On the agenda, do we have to do anything just to move in order, Roger?
And the chair can just say we're going to move the closed session to
Just to put that at the end, we'll move the litigation closed session to the end. Without objection? Committee reports, building and grounds, winter lights.
Dave,
I did not get Steph called. I will call her today. She is on the very top of my call list.
Okay, thank you. we are having a meeting at 11:45. If you would like to attend that meeting, you're more than welcome to.
Is that downstairs?
It is, in the EOC, yes. So during our building committee reports, we talked about the holiday lights coming up this Sunday. It is going to continue, so I'm happy to see that. We are going to take some precautions. Santa Claus will come out and stay on the second floor east landing and talk to the children from that area, so there won't be any gathering like there was in the past years. So there again, we're just trying to keep everything as safe as we can. We'll have some signage out. There's plenty of space out on the east side that people can separate themselves easily, so we're hoping everyone uses caution and still can enjoy the evening.
And what day and time is that?
This is November 22nd on Sunday. It starts at 5:30, and the lights come on at 6 o'clock.
And I can't walk to and from the courthouse. No. I've got to drive.
And as of now, the Homestead Harmonizers are still planning on coming, and we're just kind of playing that by ear yet.
A little smaller in number, but
yes,
for their own protection.
Yes. And I would, again, like to thank the Holiday Lights Committee. We planted 4 new trees, 2 on the north side and replaced 2 on the west side, and they did pay for these trees out of the donations that were received. And electrical going outside, they pay for that also.
Is that done also?
Yes.
Good.
It's just great what they're doing.
It is. It'll be a nice addition, especially on the north side. We haven't had time to do it yet this year, but we'd also like to get some extra, either a wreath or something on this north end over here to here. Light up, especially when you're coming in from the north. This side is probably the plainest of all the sides, and that's the side you see when you're coming in to town from the north. So it'd be nice to get it lit up some more.
So I have to work on that.
Yes. And that's pretty much all I had for this one.
Glad we can still have holiday lights and stuff.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave, for all you're doing. Dave's been working nights, weekends, everything to get this done, and he's great.
Hey, Dave. You're putting that all on your time card, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Equalization.
Nothing new. Everything's equal.
Finance and insurance. We'll have a little discussion on that in the closed session.
Beatrice Concrete, sand and gravel, rock and gravel, $23,998.69. Metal Culverts Incorporated, project pipes, $17,163. Pavers Incorporated, payment number 3, 2020 overlays, $532,073.27. From the inheritance fund. Emergency management fund. City Beatrice, quarterly 911 services, $54,026.33. That's it.
The 911 agreement is not on here yet. We're looking at that, and then that'll probably be on maybe in a couple weeks. We'll see. And we hadn't ever got the accounting or budget for the 911. So we'll request that again, too, and hopefully we'll have that at the same time. Human resource, employee relations.
Didn't have anything, did we?
Nope.
I don't think so. That's good.
Yep, that's good.
Yes?
If you're wanting the 911 budget, all you got to do is ask city clerk.
Yeah, we'll call them. I'm not so sure they didn't actually send it over at some time. I don't remember if they sent it over, if they were asked. That was kind of on the side, though. We just didn't have it, the agreement back. The city has approved it already, though. Law enforcement, emergency management. Lisa? We didn't have a law enforcement update, but
got nothing for that. But I can give you a little update on, I talked to Public Health Solutions this morning just to share a little bit with you. As far as numbers right now, the 14-day total is 410 for positivity rate. Test Nebraska is, we're averaging between 80 to 100 tests Monday through Thursday, so that's staying pretty consistent. That positivity rate the last week, which I shared with you on Monday, was 38% positive rate. So continues to be most likely today. Again, Mondays and Thursdays is an evening test, and then going from, I have to think here, 5:30 to 7:30, and then Tuesdays and Wednesdays is from 10 to noon. So
Lisa, when are most of these people showing symptoms that are getting tested, or have they been exposed? Or
so I don't have actual interaction with the people, yeah, other than just the setup and the logistics, but I do know that the nurses have shared that there's just a lot of sick people going through that line, and they are, yep, symptomatic.
38% is a high rate.
Yeah. You know, it can, the COVID disease continues to be very puzzling. I think there's more and more that comes, you know, as far as symptoms, and they're learning more about it. So, but yeah, we're glad that, you know, the Test Nebraska still has a renewed contract for here. We have a lot of people in the county taking advantage of that now. So, if not more. As you know, Ricketts continues to hold look at the hospital capacity rate and make his decisions based upon what the hospital capacity rate is based on the staffed beds that are available. So that has not moved. In talking with Kim today, this morning, I shared, asked her what I needed to share with all of you today. And she shared with me that, you know, they're about 1,000 cases behind as far as contact tracing. So they're moving their efforts towards really looking at those pods where you have schools involved or assisted care facilities, and really going to rely on the people when if I'm the one that's tested, I get a positive, that I'll be responsible for making those phone calls to the people that I was in contact with. So they are developing packets of information on a positive case that they'll hopefully by the end of this week have loaded onto the DHHS website that people can log into, and it'll be something that they can use. But they are really, again, relying on, you know, when those individuals are out that they're making their own contacts because they cannot keep
up. And apparently we're going to have vaccinations available, but it's going to come this week, I think, but I'm not sure when we'll get them in Nebraska.
Yeah, I'm uncertain about the actual shipment. I know that we have turned over our numbers, Denny, for all first responders as far as the rural fire departments, police departments, those that have direct contact with COVID patients. We were asked to identify those 3 weeks ago, and we turned those numbers over to Public Health Solutions, who will manage that through the immunization program. So,
second supplier to announce 95% effectiveness of their vaccine too.
And certainly we'd like them to be available next week, but I don't think there's going to be anything that soon. I mean, there's some of them are saying by the end of the year, but
yes,
even that's optimistic. But that is certainly another reason to double down on your distancing and mask wearing and get to the vaccine. And
that's really all. I know COVID continues to go on, and the challenges, and all of us can be frustrated with the decisions that, you know, government makes. That, we lead by example. So,
is it safer if everyone just stays home and doesn't go outside?
Is it safer to minimize your traffic and where you go? It's safer for yourself, most likely, you know. But that's really all I have. For the COVID side. On the zoning side, we're plugging away. We have continued amount of zoning permits that are coming in. The nice weather really, you know, made a difference the last 3 weeks. You know, people are really continuing those projects. So, and I think supply and demand has now been met with building materials. So a lot of those are continuing on now. So that's all.
Thank you, Lisa, for all you do.
Stay safe.
Yes.
Lisa is in, you know, contact too. She's helped out at the Test Nebraska site, setting up logistics and stuff originally. So, that is one of those things. Stay safe, be careful, stay away from everything you can. Law enforcement. I'm trying to think if Gus told me anything at all on that.
I got nothing.
Okay. Road and Bridge, Mr. Hill.
Yes, the dirt crew finished shouldering the Holmesville blacktop, and they've placed chat rock on the approaches for the bridge over Mud Creek. The asphalt crew is working on the blacktop to Rockford Lake and sealing the spur south of Beatrice. The bridge crew has been doing culvert and bridge deck repairs. Pawnee County was the lead county for our bridge match program. They opened bids on the culvert projects. The one by Hidden Acres came in at $227,000 plus. Our share of that will be $108,000 plus, and then the county will do the remaining work that isn't covered by the Bridge Match program. The bridge over Mud Creek, the equipment was moved out from the company that built the bridge. What is left to do is the guardrail, and that is scheduled to be done this week yet, or started. We had a new bridge pop up on the bridge match potential. It's a mile west and a mile and an eighth north of Liberty. Just showed up after the 1st of November. It's one of them that will be attempted to be added to our bridge match for next year. And the ones that are going to be submitted for the bridge match program, there's a culvert project east of 23 Philly. And the bridge that I just mentioned, and the bridge east of 28 Claytonia, which is just south of Claytonia. And that will be the number one priority, the bridge south of Claytonia. And then there's five box culverts that'll be potentially submitted. They're east of 11 Lincoln, north of 17 Philly, east of 35 Blakely, and east of 2 Adams, as well as one in Blue Springs, if Blue Springs agrees to go ahead with that. We had a discussion on the shortage of gravel and the possibility that at some point in time we may have to consider using rock instead of gravel, and we discussed using 5/8 to 1-inch rock in place of gravel or getting gravel from farther off. We also had discussion about the bridge on the west side of Adams that may be a potential down the road.
Mr. Dorn wanted to point out that I misrecorded on the bridge by the village of Adams. Mr. Dorn said that was him that brought that up. I thought it was Mr. Hill.
You know, Eddie was the one.
Anything else for Road and Bridge?
I got a call yesterday about the gravel. This township has not gotten any gravel yet this year. And I told him that there was a shortage, couldn't get it, and he understood, but I said we ain't done with the spring allotment yet. And he's just wondering what was going on because they haven't gotten any yet.
Galen did point out that they had a good run for 2 weeks where they got a bunch of gravel down. I think we're at 16 townships, 12 to 16, somewhere in there.
There's roughly eight left to get the spring allotment yet, roughly.
But as it comes, do we bid that in March generally? No, we bid that in the fall. Maybe it is March. We'll have to talk about if we do want to do something with rock or extend out where we're getting gravel from. There's going to be additional shortages for the next, I would say, at least the next 2 years, and it appears that that's not getting any better. Anything else for Road and Bridge? If not, we will go into closed session necessary for the protection of the public interest or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual. This will be a closed session for litigation. No action will be taken after that meeting or after that closed session. We will take a short 5-minute recess prior to that. Oh, we need a motion to go into closed session anyway. We'll recess at 9:18 and go into closed session after.
Adam's always close up. So.
They're always wanting to take our rights away.
We'll
go back into open session.
I don't care if you believe or not.
We'll reconvene at 9:21 on the clock. I'd ask for a motion to go into closed session for the aforementioned reasons.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn to go into closed session at 9:21 on the clock. Please vote. 6 in favor. We're in closed session. I would ask for a motion to come back into open session at 9:58 on the clock.
So moved. Second.
9:58, Lytle. Second by Dorn. Please vote. 5 in favor. Oh, why am I not voting? 6 in favor.
Wait a minute.
I'd ask for a...
Wait, run it again.
Camera track.
Run it again. Put it back up.
Yeah, he had him.
Yeah, there you go. Just like he's here.
Anything else for the good of the order? If not, I'd ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Dorn to adjourn at 9:58 on the clock. Please vote. 6 in favor with Bauman being ornery.
The team that abstains the whole time, but then when it's